Thousands of journalists from all over the world are covering the war in Iraq. Some are embedded, some attend news conferences in Washington, and others write opinion pieces from their home countries. Alice Chason has another task. She reads and reviews international press coverage of the war. As editor of the World Press Review, she also reads analysis and original reporting from a network of journalists in more than 50 countries. She joins us now to talk about what the European newspapers have been saying this week. Ms. Chason, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start with France. The French government, as we know, is strongly opposed to this war in Iraq. What has the French press been saying this week?
The coverage has settled into a mood of despair, typified by a commentary today in Liberation, which talks about the fact that the French are beginning to feel like unwilling participants in an immense tragedy that will ultimately cost them dearly.
Mm-hmm. So that's France. What about Germany? Its government, as we know, it was also against the war. What is the German press saying?
The German press continues to reflect a very negative feeling among the population of Germany, but we now see an emphasis on the so-called clash of civilizations theme, as well as a concern that there will be a very protracted conflict in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of Britain, has obviously been America's strongest ally in this war. Now that British troops are on the ground in the fighting, is the public mood changing, and is the press portrayal of the war changing?
There's a terrific piece in The Guardian today, kind of first-person account of a particular reporter's relationship with some Iraqis she got to know while she's been in Baghdad. And she tells the story of the degradation of their existence as this war has begun to unfold. And I think it brought the reality of this war home to me more fully than any other coverage I have seen.
Now, we've talked about Britain, France, Germany, all part of what is being called old Europe, I guess. The press in New Europe, the former Eastern Bloc countries.
One really should make a distinction between what leaders are or are not saying on the one hand and the popular sentiment. This is seen in the Czech Republic, where Václav Havel, when he was still president, had signed on expressing support for the Bush administration's position. But the new president, Václav Klaus, immediately expressed his distaste for the war, and the press in the Czech Republic shows this ambivalence.
Can you give us an example of some of this ambivalent kind of press portrayal of the war from one of these new European countries?
Oh, here's a very interesting one from an independent newspaper in Prague, Lidové Noviny. Our position is one of sovereignty, yet we are entirely in agreement with everybody else. We stand politically together with France and Germany, but at the same time with Great Britain. Mm. Not even an acrobat could stand in a position like that.
I was looking at your website this morning and saw an editorial from a paper in the Balkans that said, as we see the bombs drop over Baghdad, we have to remember the bombs that dropped on Kosovo, and while it was a miserable time then, we're now freed from a vicious dictator, and that will be the outcome of this war. And that's sort of the impression that we've been given, I think, here by the U.S. government, that many in the Eastern Bloc who have thrown off the chains of dictatorship in the past 10 years are supportive of this.
Of course, that opinion is being expressed in the Eastern countries, and there are certainly editorialists and commentators who hold that position.
Alice Chason is the editor of the World Press Review. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.